This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. Welcome back to the first Daf HaShavua in the Nuzman after Pesach, or something like that. So we're learning Daf Pei Zayin. Who figured out why we're learning Daf Pei Zayin? Because the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, V'yohavta l'recha kamecha ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is Gematria Pei Zayin. So since V'yohavta l'recha kamecha is Zek Klal Gadol b'Torah, and it says ani Hashem, it's 87. So in Yana Diyama, we learned Daf Pei Zayin. So the Mishnah talked about a situation where a husband absolves his wife from swearing. The Gemara says in Shavuos, technically, Gemara says in Gittin, that if a woman wants to collect her ksuba, she's going to have to swear. And the problem was that if a woman wants to collect her ksuba from the Yarshim, she's going to have to swear. However, Rashi told us that we were afraid that the woman would swear falsely, and she might sort of convince herself that because she takes care of the husband's children, she's entitled to the ksuba, even though she already collected it. So we stopped her from swearing. But then Reb Gamliel was masaking that instead of her swearing, she could strengthen her claim with a neder. But the Mishnah on Pevavam and based on the bottom taught that there are situations where the husband could exempt his wife from a shvua. The question, though, is what shvua is the Mishnah referring to that the husband absolves her from? In other words, Rashi wants to know, what shvua are we talking about that a stam woman is chayiv to her husband or to the Yarshim, that if he does not exempt her, she has to swear, and if he does exempt her, she doesn't have to swear. Shvua maya vidata. What type of shvua are we talking about? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, ala patropia shenasis b'chayi bala. If she became a overseer in the life of the husband, so a apotropis has to swear, and therefore, when the husband says that you don't have to swear, he's absolving her from taking the shvua of an apotropis in a situation where he appoints her to oversee his business. That's the shvua that we're talking about. But we're not talking about what we call pegames ksubasa, that if a woman wants to collect her ksuba, and the husband says, what do you mean? I already paid you the ksuba. And if she says, if she's moed b'miktsas, yeah, you already paid me, but you only paid me partially. So in that case, you would have to swear. We're not talking about that shvua. She would not be absolved from that shvua. And Rav Nachman Amar, Rabba Baravua al hapagemas ksubasa. Him absolving her is even if she is poigem the ksuba, she would be exempt from swearing. Even if she says yes, I accepted part of the shvua. If he says you don't have to swear to me, she would still have to swear to collect her ksuba. Azal Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai went. Amar l'shmaita kamei de Rav Ashi. He said over what we just learned before Rav Ashi. But he says like this. Bishlam l'manda amar l'pagyam is ksuba. So I understand according to Rav Nachman that he is absolving her from swearing if she claims that she collected part of the ksuba. So we say, demaska daita. It makes sense that the husband would absolve her from such a shua, because demaska daita, it enters her mind. Dilma mitzvah chalizuzi, I might need money. The day may come that I might need money. Vishakil numuksubasi, and the way I'm going to take money is by taking from my ksuba. And then, va'amrale, so she'll tell the husband, "Ksoivli d'loy mishabatli," write that you're not going to make me swear. So when I want to collect the ksuba, because she's afraid that since she might need money one day, and she might take the money from the ksuba, and then in that case, he'll just say, I paid you the ksuba, and she's going to have to swear. So this is a likely scenario, and it's going to make her think of asking him to absolve her from swearing. But according to the other shita, the shita of Rabbi Huda, who says that he's absolving her from the shvua of an overseer in the life of the husband, would she even think that he would make her an overseer? The amrale, that she would say to him, kesoivli delay mishabitli, write to me that I don't have to swear. Meaning, if it's going on pagemes ksubasa, that's a very likely, that's a strong likelihood. So she might therefore ask him to absolve her. But if it's merely to absolve her from the shvua of an apotropos, why would she think that he would appoint her an apotropos, that she would ask him to write this for her? Amalei. So Ravashi said back to Rav Mordechai, Atun ahamas nisula, you learned on this. Meaning you learned that Rabbi Huda was referring to the beginning of the Mishnah. So that it's referring to when the Mishnah says he absolves her from swearing. And Rabbi Huda is talking about apotropia shenasas b'chayi bala. So you had a question, why would she think that way? But anana hamas nisinla, we learned that Rabbi Huda is going on the end of the Mishnah. Namely, what does the end of the Mishnah say? Halcha mikever bala beis aviyah. Let's say she went from the grave of her husband to the house of the father, of her father, aisha chazu beis chalian, or she returned to her father-in-law's house, and she did not become an apotropos. The yarshin do not make her swear. Vimnasis apotropia. Right, it's talking about, let's say the husband absolved her, and then she went back to her father's house or to the father-in-law's house. So now the yarshin, the heirs, cannot make her swear anymore. Vimnasis apotropia, but if she became an overseer now, Yarshin Mashbianoisa Allah Asilabai, the Yarshin can make her swear for the future, Vain Mashbianoisa Al Sha'abar, but they can't make her swear for the past. Sorry, were you able to hear me? Yeah? Were you able to okay. But the question is, they can't make her swear for the past. Sha'abar Mayavidite. Why would they be able to make her swear for the past? In other words, the husband exempted her. So of course, so long as he's alive, she doesn't have to swear. And so what does it mean they can't make her swear for the past? Of course not. The husband exempted her. Elamai, after the husband died, but the Yarshim could make her swear for whatever she is doing from here and on. So what exactly is the point of saying that in Mashbiyin al Sha'avar? I'm Rabbi Huda Marav. You know what we're talking about? Al apotropia shenasas b'chai habal. Rabbi Huda, when Rabbi Huda said that she's pater from the shvua of an apotropis, he didn't mean the shvua of an apotropis in a case where the husband absolved her, like in the Reisha. Rather, we're talking about she doesn't have to swear for being an overseer in the life of the husband. But whatever she did between the death and the burial, she would have to swear. That's what it means. But from the death and on, so the property belonged to the Yarshim, and on that, the halacha would be that she would have to swear. She would have to swear from the moment of death and on. She would have to swear from the moment of death and on. Rashi says, "Al bein misa l'kvura." Kvaramu nichse kameyasmi, the nechasim fall to the yisoymin, ve'in t'nai shalai mayo bahen, and the stipulation, his stipulation will not help for them, shalai al yidei nechasav bala, because it's not through his nechasim that it comes to her. So bein misa lekvura, she would have to swear. But Rav Masna says no. Afilu bein misa lekvura lo mashbin alav. We wouldn't even make her swear between the death and the burial. Why? The Amri Neherda, because they said Neherda Lekarga, the head tax that for the Yusaimim, Ulamazaine, and food. Rashi says food for the woman and the daughters and the orphans, Ulakvura, and the expenses of the Kvura, Mizavinon Balay Achrazta. We could sell the estate of the Yusaimim without making any proclamation, because even though when you typically sell the estate of the Yusaimim, you have to be mefarsim it, but and if you need money for the head tax of the king, or for food for the amano, or the banois, or for the burial, you need fast cash. You don't have to announce it for 30 days. So, in this type of situation, we assume, according to Rav Masna, that she, the woman, would be absolved from swearing as well. Now, the Mishnah was talking about where the husband absolved the woman from swearing, maybe even to make her Yarshim Pater from swearing. Amar Rabba, Amar Abchia, Deloy Neder Udeloy Shvua. If the husband made up and he promised, you don't have to make an oath. You don't have to make a neder. V'loy shvua, you don't have to take an oath. Hu einu yachal ashbia. He can't make her take an oath. Avar yarshin mashbia noisa. His yarshim can make her swear. But if he says, if he just says, don't take a nether, don't take a shvua, so that means I'm not going to make you take a nether or shvua, but my yarshim can. But if he says, aval yarshim mashvi anoysa, but if he says, naki nether, naki shvua, that you're free, you're clean of a nether, you're free, you're clean of an oath, bein hu, bein yarshim, whether he or the heirs, ein mashvi anoysa, cannot make her swear. Why? Hachi kamarla. This is what he's saying to her. Minakis mishwasa. You're clean from swearing. Clean from swearing is you, and I can't make you swear, and my yarshim can't make you swear. Naki means period. You're clean. You never have to swear. Not you. You don't have to swear to me. You don't have to swear to my yarshim. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Chia, Dulai neder, dulai shvua. If he says that you don't make a neder, you don't make a shvua, who any yachal ashvia? He can not make her swear. Avol yarshin mashvia noisa. The yarshin could make her swear. Like Rabba said the name Rav Chia. This is Rav Yosef agrees to this part of it. Avol yarshin mashvia, like naki neder, naki shvua. If he says you're clean from a neder, you're clean from a shvua, bein hu, bein yarshin, whether he or the yarshin mashvia noisa could make her swear. Both ways you can make her swear. Hachi kamar, naki nafshach b'shvasa. You'll be clean when you swear. So it doesn't mean you're clean from having to swear. You will become clean by swearing. Shalach Rabbi Zakkai l'marokva. Rabbi Zakkai sent to Marokva, bein d'loy shvua, bein d'naki shvua, whether he said you don't have to swear or you're clean of swearing. Bein d'loy nader, bein d'naki nader, whether he said you don't have to take a neder, or you're clean of a neder. If he said benichsai, if he said in my property, so then who ain't a yachal ashbia? He can't make her swear. Aval yarshim mashvia noisa, but the heirs could make her swear, because technically he only said my property, not my property when it goes to someone else. But if he said menichsai and elain from these properties, so it means in whosever's rishus it goes to, you don't have to swear, then even his heirs cannot make her swear. Bein hu, bein yarshim, ein mashvia noisa. Whether he or his heirs cannot make her swear. Fine. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shema. Rav Nachman said the name of Shema. Mishum Abba Shol, in the name of Abba Shol, ben Ima Miriam. So Rav Nachman said the name of Shema, in the name of Abba Shol, the son of Ima Miriam. Her name was Miriam. And Ima is just, you know, Mom Miriam. Like we have someone in our shul. She's like, what's her name? Her name is Ima. She's not anybody's Ima. Maybe she's the Ima of one or two people in the shul, but she's just, you know, she's the official Ima. You know, that's just her name. So that's the name over here. Bein Deloy Shua, Bein Denaki Shua. Bein Deloy Nether, Bein Denaki Nether. Bein Minichsei, Uvein Minichsaya Elaine. Whether he says, my property or these properties, Bein Hu, whether he, Uvein Yarshav, Ein Mashvinasa. She's always fundamentally exempt from a shvua, but Avol Ma'asa, what could I do? Shari Amr Chachamim, Chacham said, Haboli Par Minichsei Yisaimim. Somebody wants to collect from the Nechasim of Yisaimim. Lo'i parel b'shvua, can only collect with a shvua. So therefore what? Really, technically, you should always be pater. The thing is, in a situation where you're collecting from Yisaimim, the halacha is that technically you can only collect with a shvua. So in a situation where, if you're collecting from me, then the stipulation will work. If your Yarshim are collecting from me, then I could say you don't have to swear. But I cannot say you don't have to swear when you're collecting from my Yarshim, because it's a din d'rabbanan, haba ligvais minechse yisaimim, you have to swear. Rashi says, "Al ma'esed olam yarshin mashbiyin oisa meis hu v'hinefras mehem." If she's going to collect from Yisaimim, then she'll have to swear. There's no way around it. It's like masna amasha amru chachamim. You don't have the ability to do that. You can't stipulate, "Oh, I exempt you from swearing." If you're going to be collecting from the Yisaimim, you're going to have to swear. That's what the Gemara brought. Amr of Nachan, Amr Shmuel, Mishum Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam. And a statement of an Amira. But now we're going to have Ikid Amrila Masnisa. Some say it was learned in a Braisa. Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam Amr. Bein Deloy Shvua, Bein Denaki Shvua. Whether not you don't swear or you're cleansed from swearing. Bein Deloy Neder, Bein Naki Neder, Bein Minichsei, Bein. Whether you say from my Nechasim, Bein Michsei Elain or these Nechasim, Bein Hu, whether he, Bein Yarshav. Ein mashbiyan oisa, you can't, whether he or his heirs can make her swear. Aval ma'esa, what are you going to do? Shari amr chacham abali par minichsei yisam leifra ela mishwa. So this is exactly the same as the previous law record. It's just this record has it in a tanaitic source. Amr of Nachan, Amr Shmuel, halacha keben ima Miriam. The halacha is like the son of ima Miriam. Fine. Now we're going to learn, we referred to before, that if she is poigem her ksuba, which means she claims a ksuba, he says, "I paid you," she says, "I only got back 100 zuz." So the way I look at it, she's in a way moed b'miksas. She admits that she got paid back partially. So this is called poigemas ksuba. So she renders a ksuba amum. Meaning, she agrees. She acknowledges that it was paid partially. Loi tipara ela b'shua. She could only collect with a shvua. Eid echad me'ida sheipurua. If an eid echad says that the ksuba was paid, loi tipara ela b'shua, she could only collect with a shvua. Minichse yisoimim u'minichasim mishubadim. If she's going to collect from the property of orphans or from land that was sold, v'shaloi b'fanav, or not in his presence, loi tipara ela b'shua, she only collects with a shvua. Hapoigemas ksubasa ketsa. What's a case of she is poigem her ksuba? Let's say her ksuba is 1,000 zuz. And he says, "Look, his kabal ksubasech. Why are you asking me for the ksuba? You already got it. You already accepted it." She says, I only received the mana. So she could only collect with a shvua. What's a case where an eid echad testify that it's paid? Let's say the ksuba is 1,000 zuz. And the husband says, you got the whole thing. She says, I didn't get anything. And eid echad says she was paid. She only collects with a shvua. Now what about nechasim mishubadim? Nechasim mishubadim ketzah. What's the case of nechasim mishubadim? Macher nechasim lacherim. He sold his estate to others. V'hi nefras min alakuchas, and she's collecting from the buyers. Lacy parla b'shua. She's going to have to swear that she wasn't paid. What's the case of minechse yisoymim? Minechse yisoymim ketzah. Meis. If he died, he left his property to the Yisomim. She's collecting from the Yisomim. She could only collect with a Shvua. The Shaloi Befanov Ketzer. What's the case that she's collecting not in front of him? Chalach Loi Lamdina Sam. Let's say he went overseas. And she's collecting not in front of him. Ain in Efras ela b'shvua. She'll only collect with a shvua. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, we'll see what Reb Shimon is referring to. Kozman shehi toivas ksubasa. When she claims her ksuba hayarshin mashbiyan oisa. The yarsha make her swear of him. Eino toivas ksubasa. If she doesn't claim the ksuba, ain hayarshin mashbiyan oisa, then the yarshim do not make her swear. Okay, we're going to hold it here. And with your permission, Thursday night, we will do Pezayin Amad Beis, okay? Hatzlacha. Good to see everyone. Kol Tov. Have a good night. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.